Marcel?
Okay. I just wanted to say that here in our station area, WPFW, I received no ballots, and then I went to our LES and wanted to find out where our ballots were. Then I received two ballots in the same day, and then 3 days later, I received another ballot. So I know that I personally received three ballots. And then I have other people that I signed up and had them join before the deadline, and some of them received no ballots, mm-hmm. or some received ballots and no booklet. I received my booklet the day after it closed. So, and I have to be honest, I would love for this to work. I don't think so much as the process. Maybe what we need to do is just spend a little more time or invest a little more money into training our LESs, and with the exception of Texas. It's a different place in Texas. But we need to train our LESs, I think, a little better, because this is the third time that I know about that we've had some problem with the election. That's all I have to say.
Okay, Jim. Jim? Jim, are you there? Does anyone else who hasn't spoken want to speak?
George? Jennifer?
George? Jennifer? You're
yeah.
on.
Okay.
Jim, are you back?
Andrea?
Oh.
You spoke already, Andrea. I'll put you on the second time stack.
Okay.
Jennifer, go ahead.
Okay. I was really alarmed when I heard that our staff election was extended. And we hadn't reached quorum. I think it's really highly irregular that ballots were sent to people that who weren't on the original staff list. And I think we are going to be opened up to legal problems if we don't investigate and make recommendations about this kind of dubious extension and the dubious chief staff members that were sent ballots after the election closed. I also think, we're going to have a lot of trouble in KPFA if we don't make recommendations for that election as well.
Which we have already done.
We're at time. We're 5 minutes extension.
Shall we go to a vote on these motions, or do you want to have another extension? We have 10 more minutes left in the meeting.
Point of information.
Yes.
Is the motion regarding, having some sort of investigation and coming to conclusions necessarily an amendment to Alex's motion? Aren't these, they seem like three separate motions to me in terms of...
You can't have three separate motions.
I see, just procedurally. Okay.
Yep.
All right, thank you.
You can
motion to extend for 5 minutes.
Point of information.
Yes.
And this is just a wacky idea off the top of my head. Might it be wiser to have a special meeting of the board just to deal with elections, so we can go off, everybody gets their facts straight, we come back with solid recommendations, whether that is investigations or fixes or whatever? Perhaps we should have a special meeting dealing with nothing but the elections, and I will leave that to the wisdom of the 21 colleagues.
Yeah, Sean, someone else is going to have to make the motion, because you should have been asking to get on the stack, and Alex and Andrea are already before you, but that would be a motion to postpone consideration until a special meeting, which should certainly be in order.
Well, can I get on the stack?
Alex made a motion to extend time for 5 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing no objection. Alex, you're on the stack.
Sean, for the stack, please.
Okay. Well, it seems to me that there are at least three stations that have had strong staff election, namely KPFA, WBAI, and KPFK. I don't think it's the problem of attempting to pad lists of staff should be minimized. the staff elections are an open target for cheating, and cheating or attempts at cheating have taken place. Whether that is conducted by individuals or is organized, I'm not going to say at this point. But when you have a situation that we've had at WBAI where someone who is banned from the station and is not a staff member gets her friends to attest that she's a staff member and gets a ballot, then I think we have a problem. And I cannot emphasize enough the legal jeopardy we get ourselves into if we allow a process like that. So I think we have to do something at this point.
Okay, Andrea?
I guess mine is somewhat of a point of information. If she certifies the election, what do we do with these recommendations?
This is all just a recommendation. So,
if
she certifies the election, then it's over.
Okay.
Then we get sued.
It's really
right.
An insult just based on hearsay on some of these things without knowing. I may go along with Sean. Why not just have a whole discussion on this as opposed to, jumping to any conclusions with this? And my
second question. Do you want to make that motion, Andrea?
And I have a point of information to back that, too. When do we hear a report from the NES, or is she scheduled to give one?
Well, she isn't scheduled to give one. There are seconds to Andrea's motion, which is to postpone further consideration until a subsequent meeting to be devoted entirely to this question.
Yes.
Is that correct, Andrea?
And could we, yes. And could we have a report from the NES? Because it's
I would assume so, yes. I will certainly ask for one.
Yes. All right. Let's move with that then, so that we can at least hear from her.
We need a second for that.
Second.
Okay, so what's on the floor now is that motion to postpone. So please speak to that. Is there any objection to the motion to postpone?
Yeah.
A point of information?
Okay. What's your point of information?
By postponing it, won't this make even the recommendations, at least for some aspects of these things, moot? It's just a question.
Well, it depends on how far into the future you postpone it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I presume if this motion passes, we'll set a date for the special meeting.
The next meeting?
Richard, to the stack.
Point of information?
Go ahead, Alex.
Okay. My original motion had a process for counting this election at WBAI. That election is going to be counted this weekend, so if this motion to postpone is voted in, my motion is, for the most part, moot.
Yeah. Okay, there isn't a point of information. You're speaking against the motion.
We're at time.
And we're at time.
And my motion's been seconded, so can we vote?
Yes, so either someone moves to extend time or we go to vote on the motion to postpone.
I move to extend time for 5 minutes.
Second.
Any objection to extending time for 5 minutes?
No.
Okay.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes?
How much time is left on the original meeting?
5 minutes.
Three.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Three.
Two and a half.
Yes, two and a half.
Did the motion to extend time go?
I'm trying to remember. Was there a motion to extend time?
Yes, there was, and it was seconded.
5 minutes.
It was seconded. Okay.
It was also opposition.
And there's objections to it. So, Afia, would you call the roll on the motion to extend time? It requires 2/3.
Schwamm Agnew.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yeah. Let me pass for a minute. Yeah.
Jill Gonzalez, Sean O'Brien,
yes,
Leslie Radford,
pass,
Summer Reese,
yes,
Rico Ross. Bill Crozier.
Abstain.
Alberto Luera.
I abstain.
Richard Uzel.
Yes.
Nia Vediaco.
No.
You only get one.
Kathy Davis. Jennifer Jaeger.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown.
For 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Campbell Johnson.
No.
Kimberly Orndorff. Marcel Reed. Excuse me. Marcel. Jim Bennett.
Abstain.
Isia Wangazi, yes. Marcel Reed.
No.
Andrea Turner.
No. I just want us to vote.
Marcel, did you say no?
Yes, I said no.
Leslie Ratchford?
No.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no's, and 1, 2, 3 abstentions.
Okay, so tell me the vote again, Afia. It was what?
Nine yeses. 5 no's and 3 abstentions.
Okay,
I thought
so
there were 21
fails.
People on the call.
Motion fails.
The motion fails. Uh-huh. There were 21 people when I...
Motion to adjourn.
There are now 22 people on the call. Okay, so the motion fails. We have to go to a vote on the, first of all, Rico's amendment, which was to Alex's original motion, which was to Rico's amendment was to
Andrea, forget that.
We have to vote on Andrea's motion to postpone to a special meeting to be date to be determined to discuss this. Since we're out of time, Afia, would you call the roll on that?
Okay. If no one does, then no. Jim Bennett?
Yes.
Marcel Reed?
Abstain.
Campbell Johnson?
I pass.
Alonzo Brown?
Pass.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Jennifer Jaeger?
No.
Kathy Davis? Nia Vediaco? Nia Vediaco?
Okay, dropped. I just pulled back on. Can you tell me what we're voting on? I dropped again.
Motion to postpone till a special meeting to be, whose time to be determined, to discuss the elections.
Yes, as long as Renee's going to be there, yes.
Richard Uzel?
No.
Alberto Luera?
I'm going to pass.
Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Rico Ross? Summer Reese?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
John O'Brien?
No.
That's your motion, John.
Joe Wanzala? Andrea Turner?
Yes. I thought I had an ally in Sean, but I see I don't, so cool.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Definitely, yes.
No.
With Renee?
That was a no vote. No.
Sean Shram Agnier?
No.
Okay, so we got Alberto.
I'm going to abstain.
Mm-hmm. Alonzo.
Abstain.
Campbell.
Yes.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Eight no's. One, two, three, four, five yeses. And one, two, three, four abstentions.
Okay, so the motion fails. What's in front of us now is Rico's amendment to Alex's motion. Rico's amendment would set up some kind of investigation, not quite specified, of the election process.
Point of information?
Yes.
And what happens to Sean's motion with Rico's amendment being attached to Alex's motion procedurally?
You vote on, first we're voting on the amendment to Alex's motion, then we'll vote on whether or not to replace it with Sean's.
Thank you.
I have a point of information, too, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
I'm kind of confused, pardon me, but Rico's motion negates Alex's motion? Or
no,
it
doesn't negate it at all. It says
it adds something.
It adds to it. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't follow that, and I apologize. Can you walk
Rico's motion adds to Alex's motion. It's a simple amendment. It says, in addition to Alex's motion, we will conduct some kind of investigation of the election.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Now, does Sean's negate his?
Yes.
Does Sean's negate Alex's?
I'm sorry because I might be operating under a mistake here. I thought that Rico's amendment was to my motion.
That's what I had thought, too.
No.
Yeah.
Rico said no.
Okay.
Rico said
okay.
It was to.
Oh, okay.
Can we move to a vote on this?
One further point of information. Apologies for that. And it's just a lack of clarity. The substitute motion does not get voted on first because Sean's was a substitute. That's correct. Because I was always under the impression.
That's correct. Typically, what you do is you try to get the first motion squared away with whatever amendments are to it. The second motion squared away with whatever amendments are to it, and then you vote on the first one, and then you vote on the substitute. So that's usually the way it's done.
Thank you.
Could we, in order to understand and compare the two motions, could we have both the original motion amended and then the substitute so that people know what they're voting on, please?
Well, what you're voting on, the original motion hasn't been amended yet. You're voting on the amendment. You want the original motion read too?
The original thing, then the amendment, and then also the substitute, so people can
Yes. Alex, would you read the original motion?
Okay.
Or restate it.
I'll just restate it. I don't have it in writing. The Pacifica National Board recommends that in tabulating the WBAI staff collection, that only those ballots that were received prior to the original due date be counted, and furthermore, that only the ballots of those members who appeared on the original membership list be counted.
Okay. Rico's not here. His amendment is that we form some kind of committee to do an investigation of, or find some way of getting an investigation done of the processes in these in this election cycle. Sean, would you restate your motion?
Yeah, I'm just looking at my scratch notes, so it is to redo all staff elections?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Can we go ahead and vote on the amendment? Is there any objection to the amendment?
Of course.
Yeah.
Would you take the roll, please, Mathia?
Yeah. Tom Agmeir?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Pass.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Jill Gonzalez? Sean O'Brien?
Yep.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Summer Reese?
Yes.
Rika Ross? Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Alberto Rueda?
No.
Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Mia Bediaco?
No.
Kathy Davis? Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alonzo Brown?
Alonzo.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Marcel Reed? Jim Bennett?
No.
Ifea Wangaza? Yes. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Forgot the passes.
Oops. Tracy Rosenberg. How do you vote?
Yes. That's a yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yeses. Is that correct? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no's and no abstentions.
So the motion passes. We're now voting on Sean's substitute.
No, that was the amendment. We got to vote on Alex.
You got to vote the motion. Well, no.
No. You vote now on whether or not to substitute Sean's motion for Alex's motion as amended. If that fails, we'll vote on Alex's motion as amended, whether we want that or not. But
point of order,
motion.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
It sounds as though the members are not clear on what they just voted on.
That.
So either we should have a re-vote, or since we're, 13 minutes over,
absolutely
perhaps
this
should be, you know.
That's an assumption on the members' part.
Frankly, I'm a little tired, and I'm not quite sure what the request for a re-vote does.
It redoes the elections.
Point of information?
I think once I've called the vote, it's done. And I don't see any particular reason to redo it. So I'm gonna say that Rico's amendment to Alex's motion has passed, and we're at where I said we were. which is we're considering Sean's substitute for all of that, which is that we redo all the elections, all the staff elections. Would you take a roll on that, please? And again, these are all recommendations. Athea. Is there any objection? Well, there will be. Athea, take the roll on that.
Wait a minute. Okay, so it's redo staff elections.
Right.
Okay. Sean Agnew.
This is Sean. Pass.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg.
Pass.
Andrea Turner.
This is to redo staff elections?
No.
Yes. Joe Anzala. Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Redford.
Pass.
Summer Reese.
Pass.
Rico left. Bill Crozier.
No.
Alberto Luera.
No.
Richard Uzel.
No.
Nia Vediaco.
No. Who's paying for this?
Kathy Davis. Jennifer Jaeger.
Pass.
Alex Steinberg.
Pass.
Alonzo Brown. Alonzo.
No.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Marcel Reed. Marcel.
Where are you?
Jim Bennett.
No.
Ifea Wangarza, yes.
Marcel.
What?
Alex Steinberg.
No.
Jennifer Jaeger.
No.
Yep. Summer Reese.
No.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Abstain.
Shram Agnew?
No.
Okay, so one, I think that's all of the pieces. Jim Bennett, did you vote?
I think he voted no.
Yeah.
He voted no.
He voted no.
Correct.
Is he still here?
I don't know, but I do know he voted
count.
No.
Here. Still here.
Okay. And
I voted
how
no.
Did you vote? Okay.
I voted no.
Thank
you.
You. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 no's. And 1, 2 yeses, and one abstention. So 12 noes, 2 yeses, and 1 abstention.
Okay, the motion fails. We now have to go to a vote on Alex's motion as amended. Does it need to be read again?
Please.
Please. Alex, would you read it again, please?
Can't hear anything.
The Pacifica National Board recommends to the National Election Supervisor that the WBAI staff election be tabulated so that only those ballots that were received prior to the original due date be counted, and only those ballots be counted that appeared on the original list of staff prior to the original due date.
Okay. Fia, would you call the roll on that, please? That's as amended by Rico's motion, which is to, in addition, establish some kind of investigation of the election procedure. Go ahead.
Let me remind people that you must send me your motion. My email address is entmb@aol.com. Shram Agmir.
Pass.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
No.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
No, it's a lawsuit either way.
Summer Reese.
Sure is, girl.
Summer Reese.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Pass.
Alberto Luera.
Yes.
Richard Uzzell.
Yes.
Nia Bediaco.
Nope. Ditto Leslie.
Kathy Davis. Jennifer Jaeger.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown. Campbell Johnson.
No.
Marcel Reed. Marcel. Jim Bennett.
No.
Four.
Ifea Wangaza, yes. So let's see. Oh, Shram Agmir?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 noes. And 1 abstention.
Okay, so the motion passes.
Can we, George, can we schedule a special meeting just to discuss the elections with the National Election Supervisors participating?
Well,
that was
we
my
invite
original motion.
I didn't want it to postpone consideration of this discussion.
We can schedule. Yes, we can. If we schedule 7 days in advance, we can schedule to do that. We can make it part of the regular agenda and, you know, move it back up to the beginning as was done this time, whichever. Make some suggestion, Alex.
Let's schedule one for next week and invite the National Election Supervisor well in advance so that she clears the schedule.
Well...
I can't be on the call next Friday, so we had this discussion.
And we have it on the Monday.
Next Friday is not really, well, we could bump to the Racism and Sexism Committee. Next Sunday is a possibility.
That's how
next Saturday is a possibility. In November, it would be Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday, the 2nd, 4th, or 5th.
Depending what's on the schedule for meeting,
Those are all days.
November 2nd, the election day.
It's election day. Might I suggest we bump the election committee meeting scheduled for the 9th, or is that too late?
You can have a meeting on the 5th without bumping anybody.
There you go.
Oh, there,
what day of the week is that?
George, what day is it?
Friday.
5th.
Let's do it.
The national election is going badly. Why don't we bump it?
Yeah.
Is there any objection? Is there any objection to scheduling a meeting for Friday the 5th? Okay. Now, is this going to be solely about elections, or is it going to be a meeting in which this is some significant piece of it?
We should do it solely, as far as I'm concerned.
Some significant piece of it.
Well, at least let's block out a 2 hours.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put it on the agenda with a significant timepiece, and at the time when the meeting occurs, people can extend the time, move it around, whatever we want to do at that point.
Perfect.
Will be done, and I will invite the National Election Supervisor to be there today.
Perfect. Is it also be an executive session?
Is there any,
right?
What's that?
Is it also be an executive session, right?
Why?
Now, that's another question.
On what grounds?
This is mostly procedure, public procedure.
You want it open?
I should think it should be open, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I said, and part of an executive session.
We could do that. If it seems necessary, we could do that. We could discuss.
I have my motion to censure a member.
Well, what I thought you were saying was that you wanted some election stuff in the executive session. We'll have an executive session, but it doesn't have to have election stuff in it.
No,
okay.
I don't believe in doing any of this in secret. You could have my motion to censure in public if you like.
Well, we've already been through that.
Yeah, that's not your decision.
Okay, so I will schedule a meeting for Friday the 5th. I think that's it.
Let's go.
Time to adjourn. It'll be largely open. There'll also be an executive session in it.
Okay, and so my motion can go on, too?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. KPFA will appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Okay.
Nia.